just keep practicing our aim.
Don't cry, you deserve this. Don't cry, you deserve this. Don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
I've got plans that I have to follow through, and only when you die will I ever know. If you see me in the sky and you break into a smile,
don't cry, you deserve this. Don't cry, you deserve this. Don't cry, don't cry.
Target Practice by my new band Believe. Welcome back, folks. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We also had some new music from The Bug Club, as well as Get Down Services, two great bands that supported Super Furry Animals on tour. The Bug Club, in fact, are coming to town. They're going to be playing in Toronto, so if you're willing to make a little bit of a trip, you can see them on the 18th of June. They're playing at the Garrison. And folks, I was at the Rivoli this week, as I was telling you about. Went to see Cassador, the incredible Cassador, live. Interviewed them, recorded their show, so you're going to be seeing that in a little while. We also talked to friends of this show, Dumb Crush. We recorded these little interviews at Cops Records in Toronto, which is a really cool record shop right opposite the Rivoli. And they've had us when we did our little interview with New Dad as well. So thanks to them for putting up with all the nonsense that we do in their shop. But while I was at this show by Cassador, I saw they had a really cool opening band down from Guelph. It's sort of a solo project, and the lead singer and the writer, who goes by the name Les, and the band's called Les Killjoy. And Les, she has a new single called Harley Quinn. You can find the music at Les Killjoy, spelled LessKilljoy.bandcamp.com. I'm going to be playing as Harley Quinn, and then also some music from Lip Critic, who are an incredible band from New York City. They've just put out their album Theft World. I think this is their second or third album now, and it has absolutely been sitting in my brain. It's kind of one of these really interesting mixes of like really harsh noise, industrial kind of samples, and in some ways it feels like a very, very New York City album. I would love to tell you all about it, but I'm gonna jump into the music, because when we come back we're going to be joined by Wunderbar, who dropped by Toronto a little while ago. They stopped by to have a little chat with friend of the show Fig, who you would normally see doing photography for us, but she stepped up to the mic for this one. She did a little interview with them because they were on tour supporting sort of a 10-year anniversary of their album Gawk. And of course, they also put out a really good album called Surgery and Pleasure last year. So all of that they discussed with Fig. You can find them at Wunderbar, spelled Wunderbar.bandcamp.com. I should also say you can find Lip Critic's new album, lipcritic.bandcamp.com. The album's called Theft World. Do go check it out. We're going to jump into a single that I really like from the album. Let's listen to Jackpot, and then we'll listen to the new single by the incredible Les Killjoy. The song's called Harley Quinn, and I will see you all next week. Goodbye.
I tried too long to put it back down. Touch it out. Push it out. I need it. Drop out of myself. Sick. I'm still restrained. I burn the fear of paper cards. I spin the wheel with a dying urge. Still crave the feeling. So sick of myself, but you had to cut it off. I got a life full of devil when I'm gone. What's the problem? Pack it up and move along. Swan died right into my swan song. Bed full of sweat. All I can dream about the end back again. It's a vision, no, I'm not finished yet. Life's sweet, takes it out, big dent.
I still crave the feeling.
I'm here with Wunderbar. If you guys want to introduce yourself, please go ahead.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Zach.
I'm Drew.
Perfect, amazing. And you guys are here, you're touring around the countries and doing everything that you guys do, which is music, but this is the 10th anniversary of GOK, which is so important. That came out 2015 in the summer. And, you know, it was really well received in the indie community. People really loved it, but it gained... It took a life of its own, I think, in, like, 2019, due to, like, the pandemic happened, COVID, all that stuff, and people were getting so much more open about music and different kinds of music. I know I was, and that's when I found you guys. You guys started playing so many, like, big venues. You played MGM Music Hall. You played Fox Theater. You guys were on Late Night with Seth Meyers in 2022, if I'm not wrong. Did you guys have any idea that GOK was going to get that big in, like, 2015 when it was first written?
I think we felt like it was a good record, I think. I mean, we were such a, I guess, like, still developing band at that point that you can't really know how that's gonna go, but I think we felt good about it and we're really, I guess, aware of the fact that it was, like, a solid front-to-back, like, cohesive album.
Yeah, it's, I mean, 10 years after the fact, it's pretty crazy that I feel like a lot more people caught on to it, which is cool. definitely unexpected, though. But yeah.
Was super proud of it at the time, and still proud of it today. And yeah, you never know when it's just going to like kind of randomly pick up. But yeah, it makes sense to me. I think it's a good record. I don't know.
Yeah. Stand on God.
Yeah, I stand on it.
And I think another thing I wanted to ask is, like, you know, 10 years is a really long time, and I think, you know, relationships over the years always change. And I wanted to know, how has your relationship with that album specifically changed and your perspective on it from the headspace you were when you made it to now? As well as, like, I think a lot of artists that get big off of a certain song or a certain album sometimes come to resent it, or they don't find the joy in playing those songs as much anymore. But obviously you're doing a whole tour to, like, commemorate it, which is really beautiful in itself. And yeah, I just wanted to know, like, your thoughts on that and how you guys feel about that.
I feel like in the shorter term, I had to listen to all of our records not too long ago. I think I was, like, cataloging something for, like, royalties or something. And my impulse is to assume that the records we made when we were younger are bad and embarrassing. And then I was pleasantly surprised and, like, oh, these are cool. I think part of it too is like assuming you'll be like embarrassed of like a younger version of yourself. And then I think as I've gotten older, I'm more like, with music particularly, like embrace those earlier versions and like, I don't know, don't, I mean, I feel that way. And then also just seeing people connect with it and just, I don't know, being open to it for ourselves and for like fans of the band. But I think also with the song getting really big, there was maybe a moment where a lot of new people were coming in, but it sort of just, it feels like it's changed to where it's now just a thing of the people that have stuck around are just genuinely like fans of the band, and it extends past that song. So yeah.
Yeah, I think too, from like a live perspective thing, like I've always enjoyed playing the Gok songs live, and we definitely have to play, or not have to, but we're like choosing to do a lot more Gok songs now, and especially on this tour, we're doing the whole thing. It's just, it's still really fun to play. It's cool that people came around to it, you know?
Yeah, I feel the same way as all that, but yeah, there's some songs on Gok we've always played, and that we've just always played them because we've always liked playing them, and then there's other ones that we really barely played live ever, so that was like a sort of a fun treat of going back and like not only listening to them again, but kind of relearning them and spending more time with it, being like, oh, this is cool. Like Desert Diddy, for example, didn't really play live ever, so, but some was like, oh, I like this song. This is cool. Yeah.
You know, just while we are still on the topic of Gok, I want to ask about the little alien man that's on it. I've always been so curious about it, but I don't think I've ever, like, looked into it at all. But I wanted to know, like, I don't know, it's such a recognizable album cover to me. Like, I see that, and immediately I don't even have to think. Like, all the track lists are in my head already. And I just want to know, like, the story behind the little man, if he has a name, or she, or I don't know, whatever you want it to be. It's, but I'm so curious about that, if you have anything to share.
I mean, it was a little guy that I painted at the time. I was doing a lot of, like, acrylic painting. And, I mean, not an incredible amount of thought went into it, or he doesn't have a name. But I think he looks like what the music sounded like, you know? I think I was like, this makes sense for, like, this body of work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
That was just a me question I really needed to know. Yeah, and Surgery and Pleasure came out last year, and that was a really great album. That is much, I think I was really surprised when I listened to it for the first time all the way through, because it felt really different from a lot of things you've done in the past. And a song that stood out to me was I Need You, and Brandon, you've said, answering Reddit, the Ask Me Anything posts, you said, I'm most proud of I Need You. It's a song we couldn't have made any earlier in our development. And I just wanted to ask why you thought that way, or, like, what changed through the development of you guys as a band?
It's a song that dynamically like requires a lot of restraint, and a lot of our songs have these sort of energetic builds, but they're, you know, it's from a quiet part to a loud part within 15 seconds, and that song is like a 6.5 minute energetic build, but slowly ratcheting it up as it goes. So it just, we really kind of had to make a lot of like deliberate choices on what we were going to play and how we were going to build the layers and make it into this, you know, starting from this really delicate thing into something that feels kind of like massive. I think just playing together for years and years has, or we developed enough together in the way that we play to get there. And I think you can't really like get to that without just doing it.
Because it's so different from a lot of your other stuff in the past, like Gawk, for example, it's very different from Gawk. Is that a style that you want to explore more of? Like what you did with Surgery and Pleasure? Because I know you had made most of the album on your own, and then you brought it to the band later on because of your arm, yeah? You broke your arm? Yeah, I just want to know if that kind of style is something you want to explore more of at all.
I think probably I'll like keep aspects of how we wrote it and certain production choices, but I definitely want to do it in a more kind of subtle and integrated and more like have a record that sounds more bandish, but then with some fun like electronic sounds and like production tricks. But I think lately we're just more excited about the idea of more live aspect to recording.
And something I also wanted to touch on is, I mean, the music scene in Toronto is really massive and there's a lot of people in it. But what I've noticed when it comes to like your music and people I've met through your music, the community is just always so welcoming, and you guys, I don't know, I feel like have given space to people to, you know, make these connections. Like my beautiful, amazing videographer over here, Cece, I met her in line at a Wunderbar concert in 2022. I was saving that one.
The Velvet, we met in line.
We were both first in line.
I was first, you were second.
I waited like 5 hours in that.
It was empty, and I was like, oh, I waited way too early.
Yeah, but yeah, so your music obviously facilitates community. What do you think about the type of music that you guys play and the messages that you send out that make everyone kind of come out and want to, like, you know, whether it's mosh or just like hang out and whatever it is, what do you think about your music facilitates that?
I feel like as a band, or, you know, I don't know that we're like the most face forward band in the world, but I feel like it kind of gives people like free range to take the music and do what they will with it, you know, which I like.
Yeah, I feel like too, but like I'm always pretty open to like talk to people after shows and like sign stuff and connect with whoever wants to chat, you know. We're not really like go to the green room and like hermit up at the end of shows, you know. Like we're pretty open to talking to anybody, and we're just, I don't know, normal. We don't try. Yeah. Trying to be nice to everybody.
Trying to be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think the way we are, at least I approach playing or performing, like, is from, like, a fun place. So I think that's, like, a goal as a performer, is to, like, make, like, a fun time or have, like, make shows be sort of, like, a, I don't know, a fun space. So I think that kind of lends itself to a more like maybe community aspect, and it's just like we're up there and we're relaxed, so maybe everyone else can relax, and I don't know. Like that's the goal, I guess.
I was also curious, just from, like I said, from Gawk to your other albums all the way to Surgery and Pleasure last year, are there any styles of music that you guys haven't really tapped into yet that you would like to explore more of, or that you've thought about it at all?
Have we thought of it? Is there any?
Anything you, like, think would be cool?
I guess, like, aspects of heavier music, and I guess there's a lot of, like, dance element in our music throughout, but maybe leaning more into that. What else?
The rap rock album is coming.
yeah, the new metal. Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah. It's about to be 1999.
Yeah.
GOG was released 10 years ago, so I guess the question is, do you guys feel old now? Is it hitting you? Is it hitting you at all?
Yes.
I get sometimes I feel old, and then sometimes I'm like, we were like so young, because we literally, I mean, that's the funny thing, being 19, I think we were 19 when we recorded it, is you're just like, I'm 19 years old, I'm an adult, and yeah. I know everything. Which honestly I think is why so many people make good records when they're just starting, is you have less like blocks going on. But sometimes I feel old, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is different.
My body hurts a little bit.
The hair's falling out.
Got some
backs
gray.
Going out. We all got Tempur-Pedic shoes on. Our walkers are right over there.
Yeah. Out of frame.
It's really funny because I asked my team earlier, I was like, if I ask that question, do you think they're going to laugh? They all went, don't ask that question. Don't ask that question. On the same note of things, is there a rotisserie chicken in your green room right now?
Yeah.
Is there actually?
100%.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I was stalking the TikTok the other day, and I saw the rotisserie chicken, and I stopped in my tracks for a minute. I go, they're just like me. they're real people. They're just like me.
Wunderbar eats chicken.
Yeah. Wunderbar eats chicken. That's the only thing I'm putting in the interview. Wunderbar eats chicken. Last couple questions here is, Brandon, you also described surgery and pleasure as kind of encompassing like love, death, loss, grief, transition, all of it interchangeably. That's some really powerful stuff, and I just wanted to know what brought that idea on, to have them be like interchangeable. Like, it could be all of that.
Yeah.
I guess I just kind of was like seeing them all as sort of the same thing, as these, you know, like kind of inevitable life transitions that are hard for the same reason. And my mind was on a couple of those things and was dealing with a couple of those things in my life. So part of it was coming from that, but then also just, yeah, like zooming out and realizing that, yeah, I mean, I feel like I love a song that sort of has like more than one overtone, and like it could mean a handful of different things, you know? Yeah.
And I just wanted to ask each of you guys, what's your favorite song to play on this tour, or on GOG in general, and why?
Yeah, right now I think Desert Diddy is really fun. There's just like some aspects of it I forgot about, and I think we used to close with it sometimes, but I don't know. I like that one. Desert Diddy.
Yeah, right now Desert Diddy probably for me, because it's like kind of fresh. We stopped playing it for a while, and now we're back playing it. But Smile Boyo is always, for some reason, just like my favorite to play. It's a banger. It's just like, it just goes like the whole time. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really fun to play, too.
I'm moshing, dude. I'm going to shout out my eye.
I'll go Desert Diddy too. It's fun. We haven't played in a long time. Keeps me on my toes a little bit. There's some dynamic stuff that isn't happening in our other songs, so that's cool.
Do you guys have anything in the works right now? Do you plan on, you know, going back to the studio after this tour and working on anything at all?
Yeah, I feel like we're always working on something, but yeah. We'll keep making stuff.
It's definitely still being developed, but I've been writing for the last year, and then the last couple months we've been getting together and fleshing some things out, and have started recording in like a very like preliminary way. Hard to say sound wise yet. I feel like we're still finding it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down in the wing shop and talking to us before your set, and we're really excited.
This is Wunderbar. And you know what? You're listening to CFRC
Radio.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. It is now 11:30. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smoking hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on our airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, let's dive right into some great singles across genres recently released here in Kingston by local artists. We're going to start things off with a great new single called Lifer by local rocker Lucas Wimmer. Lucas recorded the song at his home studio, creating a sonic departure from his previous release by exploring the heavier territory that was the foundation of his musicianship. Follow the artist at CLKW2002 on Instagram to keep up with the latest news. Here's Lifer by Lucas Wimmer now, here on the Release Radar Rundown.
Yeah.
And welcome back. You just heard Lifer by Lucas Wimmer. Up next, we have two double A-side singles released in the spring by Oak Ridge Ave as a parting gift to Kingston before their final goodbye show at the Toucan on March 27th. We'll listen to both Claptrap, a no-nonsense feel-good indie rock bop track recorded right here in Kingston at Vinyl Safari Studio, as well as the second song, Makeshift, recorded during the band's wind-up let-go sessions with Juno Award-winning producer Hoxley Workman. Thanks for 10 great years, Oak Ridge Ave. You'll be missed. Here's Claptrap and Makeshift from the band Now. And you just heard Okra Jav's Makeshift and Claptrap here on the Release Radar Rundown. Up next, we've got a fun one from local rockers Screamin' Sins, who've reached back to their psychobilly roots with the release of their latest single, Deal With The Devil, streaming live and now available for purchase on Bandcamp. Give it a spin and be sure to add it to your most dark and devilish playlist. Don't forget to give the band a follow at Screamin' Sins on Instagram. Here's Deal With The Devil now on the Release Radar Rundown. And welcome back to the Release Radar Rundown. You just heard some fun psychobilly action from Screamin' Sins called Deal With The Devil. We're going to mellow things out a lot right now with some new music by Mellow Lily called Symphony, a lovely song capturing the joy and spontaneity of music discovered in everyday life. Inspired by busking on the streets of Kingston, the song blends ukulele, bass, and drums into a bright, uplifting sound. With cheerful, inviting vocals, it delivers a simple but powerful message. Music isn't confined to stages or studios. It's all around us, waiting to be heard if we take a moment to listen. Here's Symphony by Mellow Lily right now on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you for joining us.
music. Whoa, oh.
And that was Symphony by local artist Mellow Lily here on the Release Radar Rundown. Up next, we've got the latest single by Sons of Rick called Fusion Frenzy, a high-energy garage rock track inspired by the classic original Xbox party game that brought the band closer together through late-night couch co-op chaos. The song delivers punchy riffs and catchy lyrics that stay lingering in your head as an earworm long loved by fans at their live shows. Let's go. And that was Fusion Frenzy by Sons of Rick. And we're almost out of time on our show today. Stay tuned next week for the fourth installment of Leave It All on the Stage with Tom Savage, featuring conversations with Chris Brown and Piner. And before signing off, today's intro and outro bed is an older single from Chris Brown's Wolf Island-based band, The Ropes, called From the River. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC can complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to give us a follow at CFRC Music as well. For now, we're going to end our show with a track from Seth W.J. Hunt's new EP, Somewhere Between Here and Brooklyn, a project Seth undertook on his own, alone in a room with just one mic and no bells and whistles. The EP blends thoughtful sounds and storytelling influences, including Wilco, Bright Eyes, and Cameron Hunter, arriving at original songs that are both intimate and personal, alongside the reimaginings of iconic Chili Peppers and Pearl Jam songs, Other Side and Black. From Seth, we'll end the show with an original from him called Stay. Thanks for tuning in to the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Try that again.
I'll go back to your house if you want. Can you take me back? And I'll do anything you want me to do. And I'll sit back and relax. And I will stay until tomorrow. And then I'll take the train back home. It's not the home that I wanted. It's not the home that I need. But I'll stay. 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 But I'll stay.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
I've never met a dal I didn't like. If you are a fan of dal or lentil curry too, listen to The Dal Project on CFRC 101.9 FM, Thursdays from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Join me, Sayada, in learning to cook many kinds of dal or lentil curry from across the South Asian diaspora while talking about culture, migration, and memory.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Tu as 14 à 30 ans et tu veux créer une activité en français pour les jeunes de ta communauté? Avec le programme